Ambassador, in your private capacity as the former AU representative to special representative to Somalia, what do you think has been the reason why countries that have promised troops, including Ghana, Nigeria, Malawi, and Kenya, have not yet provided troops because the AMISOM is calling for more troops?
Let me start by, first of all, extending my condolences to the people of Somalia, to the president of the Transition Federal Government of Somalia, for the tragedy which has happened today. I learned this news with a lot of sadness. I know that the people of Somalia are peace-loving people, and they have been subjected to a lot of attacks, including the attack of today, which killed about 40 people or more. Now, as to the question why Kenya, Malawi, Nigeria have not yet intervened, I think it would be good to raise this question with those governments. I find it regrettable that indeed Malawi and Nigeria, which had committed themselves to contribute troops, have not contributed those troops. Again, this is my private opinion as a citizen of Africa in my private capacity. I think Kenya, as a neighbor of Somalia, has refrained from direct involvement. That, I think, was in line with a no resolution taken by the AU. However, today, they are free to intervene at the request of the Somali government. I would say it will be necessary, not only for those countries, but for the entire international community to stand to their commitments and to deliver on their commitments, which they have not done. The international community has not given enough resources to the government of Somalia. Out of the pledges made in Brussels of $56 million for Somali government, less than $1 million, not one single million has been paid to the Somali government. And also resources promised to Africa Union. Until I left my functions as a special representative end of November, less than 30%, about 30% had been paid. So the international community has not done enough. The African countries have not done enough. Some governments have made valuable contributions, but more needs to be done and more rapidly.
Ambassador Bwakira, in your estimation, looking at an African solution to an African crisis, what can the African Union do in terms of troops deployment to resolve the crisis in Somalia?
One way would be for the African heads of state to meet on the issue of Somalia only. There have been several meetings, but side meetings, not a special session on Somalia. I believe that the crisis in Somalia is not well appreciated.
AMISOM troops, what do you think they can do in their capacity in propping up or stabilizing the government?
No. The Sharia law has been adopted by the TFG, the Transition Federal Government of Somalia. That is no longer an issue. But I want also to say that contribution of troops will not be enough. I think the situation will be resolved politically. I think encouragement has to be given to those opposing the government of Somalia on the political front, and at the same time, military intervention in terms of troops generation is also equally important.
What can the government do in its capacity with the mandate that it has to resolve the problems in the country?
Well, I think the government could do more in terms of governization of the population, mobilization of the population, to make sure that the population rejects those people who are committing the acts of suicide, the bombing. That's, I think, the government needs to do more so that the population understands that they have a small group of terrorists who have to be rejected by the community. I think the government needs to do more in terms of mobilization.